Hey everybody, welcome back to the Promise Brand Podcast. Now, if you are a company in the desert attempting to communicate who you are, what your story is, what your brand is all about, and you feel like you're thirsty, you feel like you are in a bit of a drought, and this is the podcast, the conversation for you. I'm your host, Luke Frazier, founder of Parable Brand, where we are helping companies tell their stories from beginning to end. We're on a mission to simplify brand strategy so that companies can increase employee engagement and client retention. Our hope is that you can become the chosen brand. When prospects think about you, when competitors are fighting, they are like, wow, that company is the chosen brand. And so you'll hear tips, conversations, insights here on this podcast talking about moving your brand forward. And we cover everything from culture, marketing, sales, CEO, founder stories to help influence the tactics and solutions that you are looking for, the problems that you are walking through. Now, today launches a new series that we are moving forward here at Parable Brand and the Promise Brand Podcast, where we are bringing on a company highlight series. Today is a continuation and a focus on a company and an amazing organization called the Sales Rebellion, founded by Jeff and Dale Dupree, and they just have an amazing mission to fight against the norm, the way people are selling, the way people are interacting as organizations, and to be real with people, make it a human connection, and they are doing amazing things. I will preface this by saying I am a client. I am a student of the Rebellion and having an amazing experience building our sales process at organizations. So I am living and breathing what they are teaching, and it is amazing. It's true, it's real, and it works. So this kicks off the brand series, and I'm really excited to kick this off with the Sales Rebellion. These are amazing people. I think you're really gonna get a lot out of this conversation. So enjoy today's episode with Director of Administration, Shay Madison. All right, so everybody, welcome back. We are in a kind of fun new series here on the Promise Brand where we are looking at brands. We're looking at companies by the culture, by the people that run them. And this is really important because when we look at companies, when you communicate with a company, when you communicate with a brand, who are they but the people that run them, but the people you interact with on a daily basis? We are kicking this series off with an amazing organization called the Sales Rebellion, led by some amazing rebels in their own regards. And today's very first conversation gets to be kicked off with the amazing, the wonderful Shay Madison, Director of Administration at the Sales Rebellion. Shay, welcome. Thank you for coming digitally.
Thanks for having me.
And we're just so grateful to hear your story today.
I'm grateful to be here.
So this is an interesting series, I will say, because most of the time we're talking with, you know, entrepreneurs and marketing professionals and brand strategists on this podcast to like figure out their how they got to where they are. And what I love about this, and I was telling you this previously, like in our brand strategy process, we usually interview employees to better understand who the company is. And I kind of want to start there with you. How did you, I know you have relation to Dale, how did you think about the Sales Rebellion before it was the Sales Rebellion and before you came on board?
Yeah. Oh, this is a journey of an answer. So yes, Dale Dupree, one of the co-founders of the Sales Rebellion, is my brother-in-law. He married my sister, 17, 18 years ago now. So we've known each other for a very long time. Yeah. He's known me since I was literally a child. the Sales Rebellion was born out of his and his father's copier warrior legacy. I'll let y'all do some Googling to figure out what the copier warrior is. I always knew Dale as a salesperson, have obviously known him as a brother. As I got older, I am also a professional actor. I live in New York City. I do a lot of commercial. I do a lot of, you're looking at me like this is news. So that's very exciting.
This, hold on, slow down, slow down, folks. Because this is a story of the employees that make up these companies. So we need to take a second, Shay.
Yes.
You're an actor.
I am.
Okay. When did this start and how did you get to acting?
Yes. Wow. We're getting into it. I've sort of always known that I wanted to be an actor. I had a really incredible music teacher, in elementary school. Her name was Mrs. Smith.
Love Mrs. Smith.
I do not remember what her first name is.
That's fine.
Oh, wow. I should find her. She was an incredible music teacher. Yeah. I used to sing with her all the time and she was like, you know, you're good at this. You should do our musical this year. And we did. It was a Catholic school. It was like a self-written story of Jesus and Santa Claus. And I was
Amen.
It was a complex storyline.
That will mess nobody up.
Yeah, really. Wow. I don't know that I ever put two and two together that way, but I played the head elf.
Cool.
I had a solo.
Oh, nice.
And I simply fell in love with it. This is like my earliest memory of performing. Yeah. I think I was 5 or 6 years old.
Aww.
And from there, she just like sort of nurtured me.
Yeah.
Up until I left elementary school into middle school. I did the Florida State Thespian Festivals all through middle school and high school. Moved to Tennessee, joined the Thespian Festival there.
Yeah.
Went to the University of Tennessee for acting. Moved to New York almost 10 years ago now.
Wow.
And here we are just doing the thing.
Yeah.
Which honestly led me to Dale, working with Dale in the Sales Rebellion, because, you know, being an actor is not an easy career.
Sure.
It's a lot of rejection, not unlike a sales career.
Interesting.
It's a lot of trying to find what fits for you personally. Like I can just go out and say yes to everything. And I tried that for a little while and it's not fulfilling.
Yeah.
You're telling stories that don't align with you personally. You're telling stories that you feel like don't really matter. You're meeting people that aren't great. You're working with people that are jaded. And so I decided that I needed to find a secondary career to help sustain me in my artistic career, which led me to coming to Dale and saying, you know, I've been a personal assistant. I've been an administrative assistant. I've walked dogs. I've run boutique fitness studios. I have done all of these things. I have these skill sets. Do you have anybody that's hiring?
Yeah.
And he was like, actually, I might be hiring.
Yeah.
And he had talked about starting his own company for a long time. And then finally, what feels like yesterday, the Sales Rebellion was officially born. And he brought me on when it was literally just him and Jeff.
Wow.
And I was in his LinkedIn inbox just because he was getting so many messages. So I was just fielding messages for him because it was really important even from the beginning that we were as human as possible and that we were responding to everyone. And boy, has my position evolved since then.
I mean, director of administration now.
Yes,
next, we were joking that now next you'll be the Minister of Magic.
Probably. That's just...
It is the Sales Rebellion. You could do whatever you want here.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
My goodness. It has been a journey. the Rebellion obviously has exploded in many ways, continues to grow, and it's evolving. And it's a company, and there's a handful. You guys have a team, and there's evolution, and you're a person who has your likes and interests, and as people do, and yet the company is kind of growing. And so, as you've been on, you're like day one.
Yeah.
And so you've been through the gamut. As you were joining, and as you've seen the evolution of the Sales Rebellion, what has stood out to you as far as your perception of the brand from where it was to where it is now?
Yeah. What has stood out to me the most about the Sales Rebellion is our ability to roll with the punches. Mm-hmm. From the get-go, it's been really important to Jeff and Dale that this company continues to have space for everyone.
Wow.
And for every piece of everyone. Mm-hmm. Like we've already discussed, I am a multi-hyphenate. I have many interests. I am always learning. I'm always trying to find whatever the next thing is to help sustain me both creatively and financially.
Yeah.
And Jeff and Dale are always right next to me, trying to see where I fit in the company, trying to see how I can evolve with the company. Mm-hmm. And they do that for all of us. And yeah. it's a fairly small team still, but mm-hmm. the fact that they are able to say, the Sales Rebellion is a piece of your life.
Yeah.
Your job is not your whole life.
Dude.
We should fit in there with all of it, with everything else that you want to do. Mm-hmm. And if we don't, then we have to evolve. We have to figure out where we go from here. Yeah. And I mean, I started as, like I said, basically an intern fielding messages for Dale. Mm-hmm. And then I went into sort of like an administrative assistant, I guess we could say, where I took on more of the coaches and I was fielding their messages yeah. and trying to find ways for them to, you know, give lectures and, mm-hmm. and help reach out to students that were, you know, wishy-washy, who needed a little bit more information.
Yeah.
And then I moved into, you know, billing and contracts and like actually being face to face with the students.
Yeah.
And it's only going to grow from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is what I love about this whole brand series is we get, you know, the Sales Rebellion it's a sales training company at its core, right? Like that's a lot of what they do. They do it in corporations, they do it in individuals, they do it in groups. Like there's a lot of different facets to it. It's growing, it's evolving. Your history was seated in creation and rejection. Like your and this is a snapshot of us looking at your life, which is like so not all of it, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, and so we can't naturally say this is all of who you are, but a portion of your life is seated in, okay, like I had to figure out how to take creation and something that I love, but then other people value it in a way which might be my worth and identity and that stuff. But so I have to deal with, okay, am I creating something for me? And you're talking about that now. Am I still creating something for me? Because it fuels this desire in me that like I need to do it. Or am I doing it just to get paid? Am I doing it to just figure that out? What has your journey with rejection, with creation, how has that journey been for you? And what has that done for the company that you now work with, Sales Rebellion?
Yeah. How has that been? Loaded question. Sometimes awesome, sometimes terrible.
What side of the roller coaster are we talking about?
Ooh, you know, it's all about balance.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wake up and I say, you know, I have heard nothing but no for the last month. I feel creatively blocked.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Yeah. You have a good cry in the shower. You drink some tea. You pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Amen. And you send some emails to some students who are just thankful that you're there.
Yeah.
So in a way, the Sales Rebellion helps to balance that rejection creatively.
Wow.
In the way that there are always people that need me mm-hmm. with the Sales Rebellion. There are always people that want to hear from me with the Sales Rebellion. And that's special. And I don't want to say that in a way that, like, you know, the theater and film industry, people don't want me there. It's not that. It's just that, you know, you go from a room of 300 people where you've got yeah. 2 minutes to say your piece and make yourself known to a room where it's just me.
Yeah.
Just me and you, Luke. And I get to give you all of the information that you need. And yeah. we get to have this cute little energy exchange. And then we both go on with our day.
Right.
I never thought that I would need that.
Mm. Wow.
I never thought that I would need it. I thought that I yeah. would just be, you know, nose to the grindstone, in and out of auditions all day, every day, mm-hmm. trying to make it work. And it's exhausting to not get energy back from something.
Sure.
So, you know, loaded question. Sometimes it's really awesome to be rejected all the time. And I get to learn so much about myself and learn so much about what keeps me sustained. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I cry in the shower.
Amen.
And I think our students and our sales folks can agree that that is the cycle of life. That's the balance of life.
You know how many salespeople now are listening in and just being like, yeah, that cry in the shower.
I hope so. That, I hope that you do.
That cry in the shower just gets it going sometimes.
Yes.
You gotta do it. And it is so real and it's so authentic. And I think there is, we could park on this beautiful correlation between acting and sales all day long. And my gosh, I hear this Shea Madison, you know, podcast, YouTube channel coming up that marries those two things beautifully. But I'd love to just hear from you. You know, you've seen so much of the evolution, not just of the Sales Rebellion, Dale, obviously, and mm-hmm. and Jeff, and you've known them for a while. And so, you know, again, businesses are people. They're people. They're value driven. They're mission driven. There's a vision of where things are going. As the mission and the vision and the values of the Sales Rebellion have grown over the years, what within, you know, something in the mission or something in the vision or something in within one of the values, which element have you seen within the company stick out and impact you the most?
So it's funny that you should mention our core values, because they actually haven't changed since the inception of the company.
I love that.
And I'm going to just pull them up in another tab so that I don't get them wrong. So our core values have always been choose legendary, create wonder, mm-hmm. serve others, change the game. Four things, seemingly so simple.
Yeah.
Totally not at all.
And radical and too, in the sense that like, it's not like empathy, integrity.
Right. Yes.
Because really all of those things, what you're talking about is like, yeah, we're going to be integrous. We're going to have empathy. We're going to love people, but we're going to work our butts off.
Yes.
But those are said in a way that are more meaningful.
Yes. More unique and honestly, a little more vague, which I think benefits all of us. Mm. Because when when we say serve others, when we talk about servant leadership, there's a lot of misconception about the type of servant leadership that we are talking about. Mm. People think that you have to be 110% all day, every day, ready to take charge, ready to fight whatever battles you need to fight mm-hmm. and bring your students along with you. But mm-hmm. it just simply isn't that all the time. Yeah. Sometimes, sure, but servant leadership is about meeting people where they are on any given day. Sometimes I will wake up with 110%. Sometimes I wake up with 25%. Mm-hmm. So how can I teach our people, even in my administrative role, how can we as the Sales Rebellion teach our people that it's okay to give 25%? As long as you're giving 100% of that 25% on that day, you are doing enough. Wow. And we will meet you where we need to so that you feel encouraged that you are doing enough. Mm. And how do I in turn, you know, encourage myself to only give that 25% when mm-hmm. that's what I have?
Yeah, it's radical. It's radical, especially for the people you work with.
Yeah.
Especially, we just, you know, to track back a little bit, right? The Sales Rebellion, a lot of the output of your organization is training people one-on-one, training salespeople one-on-one or mm-hmm. business owners to sell in their companies.
Yeah.
To go make money. And you, of course, the whole point of the rebellion is it teaches it radically different. And there's, mm-hmm, we spark, you know, the whole model of it is to spark some kind of like curiosity that breaks the norm, and you give them an experience, and then you continue to provide value in that, right? Like there's a narrative and a story, which, man, I love stories. There's a narrative in this that people have to walk through. And part of that, in that servant leadership you're talking about, like you have to know that not every day is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And what a gift it is for Shay, Jeff, Dale, Jeremiah, some of the other team members, Beth, to come in there and just be the consistent.
Yeah.
in a salesperson's life. And
yeah,
as far as a brand building goes, if your salespeople ain't happy, wow, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. It really is.
And so one thing I believe radically when we build brands is that our language creates our culture, and our culture determines the really the profit of our company,
mm-hmm.
the success of our brand externally, meaning we've got to care for our people internally so that our people externally are also cared for. If my leaders don't care for me, then it's going to be really hard for me to care for the people around me, the people that I am paid to serve, mm-hmm. right? Over the years, what have been your just kind of like favorite company experiences? Maybe it's with a client. Maybe it was in your own life journey while at the Rebellion. But what have you just loved about being a part of the company? What has been a moment or an experience where you just like saw firsthand a value, one of the values you have like lived out, and it was like, oh, this is why we do it. I'm loading it up here, but truthfully, like what is it, a good, just an amazing company experience that you can remember over the past handful of years?
You know, I have several that I can choose from, I'm sure. We sort of touched on my whole journey, which I think is a testament to the way that we treat each other at the Sales Rebellion in general.
Yeah.
Most recently though, we just had our first, so the whole company is remote. Mm-hmm. We all report from different places. We just had our first in-person company retreat.
So cool.
Where we got together and talked about the company and where we see it going and how we can evolve with each other and like the things that we're all missing from our careers personally and how they can fit into the Sales Rebellion. And I've had several moments, you know, again, professional actor, I did not think that I would need another career. I did not think that I would want another career. And now here I am happily living my life as a multi-hyphenate and just day to day doing both things. And it's wonderful.
Yeah. And let that be normalized for a moment.
Thank you. Yes.
If you're young, old, I don't care where you're at in your life, mm-hmm. don't ever feel like you aren't enough because you have multiple things going on.
Yes, yes. And I mean that on both sides of the spectrum. Yeah. If you're a salesperson thinking, oh, but I'm also a painter, or I'm also this, I'm also whatever it is, be both things. It's okay. And from my actor friends, if I have somebody listening to this who's also an actor, you can have a day job. There's nothing wrong with it. If it fulfills you and makes you who you are, great.
And paying your bills is a good thing.
Paying your bills is a good thing.
Debt isn't good. Let's just put that out there. Okay, we're good.
Yes.
And I want you to keep going with your story. I think it's so powerful, though, to note, again, this is the second time it's come up with our conversation, is that the Sales Rebellion honors and encourages you as an individual in all of who you are.
Yes.
And even says, hey, you want to do those other things. Could they marry with the Rebellion?
Yes. Yes.
Could they? I don't know. But like, and we don't want to manipulate anybody into anything. But could you still do what you love? And now it's, we'll pay you more to do it?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's literally where the end of the story goes. Is we did this company.
Sorry,
retreat.
I'm so sorry. I was enamored by that. But continue.
That's okay. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. We did this company retreat, and we're all talking about the vision of the company, and you know, part of what's so fascinating about talking about the Sales Rebellion and our brand is that it goes so far beyond just sales training. Like, yes, we offer sales training and coaching, but you are a rebel.
Come on.
If you say that you're a rebel, you don't have to be, you know, rebel transcends occupation and financial stability and gender and sexual orientation and race and religion and whatever else.
Sure.
If you're a rebel, you're a rebel. So then how do we continue to be rebellious in every facet of our lives?
Yeah.
Which is what we came to the point with, which was the point that we came to at our retreat is, you know, people say, what is the Sales Rebellion? And well, it's coaching and training, but it's so much more than that.
Mm.
if you are not a salesperson, don't think that you can't come into the rebellion. Don't think that you aren't a rebel. Don't think that you aren't welcome in our circles.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a salesperson. I do mostly data entry and bill collection and contracts. And then I go off and I sing songs for people that paid too much money for it.
Amen,
I'm not in sales. Yeah. Right. So, you know, I am a rebel every day of my life.
Yeah.
At this work retreat, we all just sort of like sat down and listed out what we think our, you know, 10, 20 year vision for the company is.
Wow.
And the further we got into it, the more I was like, I have a home here, which is like something I've thought before, but again, I never really saw myself having this type of long-term career. And suddenly I was like, oh, you want me to do media production? You want me to hire people to do our commercials? You want me to write them? Like that doesn't compute, but it does. It makes sense. That's what my degree is in. That's what I do outside of the Sales Rebellion. So why can't I do that for the Sales Rebellion? And that was it. It was just like, Jeff and Dale were like, cool. So you're cool to do that. And I was like, I'm cool to do that. Thanks like, so much. And that was that.
The inner child is screaming.
Yes.
You're going to pay me for what?
Yeah. Yes. No, yes.
I'll do it anyway. Like, what are you talking about?
And there's so much imposter syndrome that comes along with that. I can't tell you how many meetings I've had with Jeff since then where I'm like, you're sure this is what you want me to be doing with my time? And he's like, yeah, none of us can do it.
Yeah.
And that's like, I have a skill set that the other team members don't have. So why am I not using it? And then also, why am I doubling down on myself and saying, oh, you shouldn't be doing that?
No.
You're paid too much to be doing that.
And in fact, radically believe this, when you begin to feel that, that's actually the direction you probably need to go. Holy crap. You know, I think you in that process and journey and that story and what the Sales Rebellion has provided. And it is so funny seeing, like, we keep saying the Sales Rebellion. We're talking about the people. We're talking about Jeff and Dale and the team and, and your coworkers and the students. We're talking about a community. I found Dale, barely met him in person in Tennessee randomly. Mm-hmm. We're at the same burger joint. I live in Austin. I was in town for a weekend.
Uh-huh.
He's like, dude, here's my number.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you got like 50,000 people on LinkedIn. You're giving me your cell phone number? We had like three phone calls. And then I was like, you guys got a Slack community? There are like 2,000 people and they're just supporting each other. Yeah. And eventually, like, I became a student because I was just like, and I own a company. And I would often say, I am not a salesperson, but there's something about learning how to build culture, do what you want to do with your life, follow and pursue passions in a very holistic manner, family, spirituality, education, you know, health, fitness, all of it. And they take that and they're like, we want you to be the best version of that.
Yeah.
Very few places. Very few organizations offer that. Very few brands offer that. And I wonder if others outside of the rebellion see that yet. And this is a question I had for you. How do you think people outside the rebellion see you guys? And you're in an interesting position being sort of in the onboarding because you get to like see people right in the beginning. So there might still be like a I don't really know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
And then I really want to hear, as you guys have set new vision and you're talking about things you're pushing forward in project, how do you want people, how do you hope for people in the future to see the brand? And I would actually say it this way, experience the brand.
Great question. You know, I'm in an interesting position, like you say, where I'm right at the beginning of the onboarding process.
Yeah.
And I see there's three types of students that I see come across. There are people who come in who maybe know Dale, know of the company, are in our Slack community and are like, yeah, let's do it. I'm ready to be a rebel. I'll take my money. And I'm like, okay, right on. These are the things that I need for you. Yes. Yes, you were. I can like literally list by name all of those people, because, you know, you like responded to my email immediately, like, you got it, Shay, I'll fill these out. I'm like, yeah, okay. And I had everything I needed before you started. It was great. We have people who come in who are like, I don't know, like, my friend did this, yeah, you know, my boss signed me up, whatever it is. People who are not against it, but are very skeptical. And then we have people who come in who are full on like, I don't know, I'm on this team, we signed up, I'm not going to do any of this. What's a crumpled letter? That's never going to work. The beautiful thing that I see is all of those people coming together at the end of their training.
Wow.
And I'm not, all is a strong word. You know, we recognize that we are not for everyone, and that not that's okay. So not every student comes out of training who is like full on, I'm a rebel. They're like, okay, I mean, I could, you know, take or leave that. Most everybody else comes in skeptical, comes in excited, comes in like fully against it, and they all turn around and they are thrilled with the progress that they've made.
Yeah.
You know, especially when crumpled letters are brought up, there are so many people who are skeptical, who don't think that it's going to work. And we're sitting here like, we built our company on this crumpled up piece of paper. I know it sounds insane. Yeah. I know it sounds insane, but we would not be peddling it if we didn't think that it would work.
We've got receipts.
We've got the receipts.
Yeah.
So
powerful.
My hope as we continue to grow is that people will see us as more than the gimmick, as more than people peddling authenticity, because everybody is. Every corporation has authenticity somewhere in their mission. Every corporation has, you know, empathy somewhere in their mission, but it's the follow through that is missing. You don't actually care about your employees because you got a ping pong table. You actually care about your employees because you see them as multifaceted people, and you allow them to grow in all of those multifacets of their life. You want people to be, you want people to have everything. That's the sales rebellion. We want you to have it all. We want you to have the family if you want it. We want you to have the house if you want it. We want you to have the career if you want it. That's it. So and good. We try our damnedest to follow through and help you get all of those things. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really scary. And we know that.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of that skepticism comes in. And then some people just, you know, they don't think that they need other people. And so then they leave us. And, you know, that's fine. And we send them our love and we send them on their way. And that's totally fine. But I hope that one day people will see us as more than just...
Yeah.
More than just our core values. I think that I hope that they will see that we follow through with those core values, and that we genuinely just want the best for all of our rebels.
Yeah. You live it out. You radically live it out. There's so much power in this. We could talk about this for hours.
Truly.
We're also breaking human norms, human cultural barriers. The world so radically is divided right now. I think also what you're speaking to is like bringing unity into all of these places, and all of it's, and it's so amazing. As we wrap up here, part of me is like, man, we need to do a Shay Rogue One part two here. But I have this funny question that I want to ask you.
Okay.
And as you look at the Sales Rebellion as an organization, you're a part of that organization, the entity of what it is. You just had a all in person retreat for the first time with everybody, which is amazing for remote teams that don't often get that. If the Sales Rebellion was a Disney, Pixar, DreamWorks movie, which movie would it be?
Okay.
Very weird question.
It's not a weird question. It's only weird to my broken brain. You asked me this question. You asked me what my favorite Disney movie was in your little Calendly invite.
I did. You know what's funny? I forget that's in there. And... I was recording a podcast with somebody and they were like, are you going to ask me about my Disney character? I forgot that that's
yes,
in there.
The answer is yes.
Yes. In fact, we're doing it right now, live on the podcast.
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
What did you put down?
Okay. I said...
As an individual. This is your...
As an individual, I said that this comes with a TED Talk because the way that I stared at that question for 10 minutes, like, I don't know. Because, so, a few things happen in my brain. When people ask me, I love to read, I love movies.
Yeah.
The second someone says, what's your favorite book? I'm like, I've never read a book. I don't know what you're talking about. All information floods out of my brain.
Yeah.
And I have to like slowly bring it all back in. Like, okay, what did I read most recently that I liked? And what did I reread as a kid? And then I can circle it down. So that's basically what happened. You said, what's your favorite Disney movie? And I said, I've never seen one.
You're like, I want to keep the diversity of all the things. Mm-hmm. I can't like just one.
I don't know. And then I was like, well, also, you know, I'm a 90s kid. I grew up watching Alice in Wonderland and Little Mermaid and Sword in the Stone. Like, and so then I was like,
classics.
Is it one of those? Yeah. Is it one of those? But then... Disney is still a thing.
They bought all of Star Wars.
They did. Yes. So, you know, and then I was like, okay, well, the things that get the most plays are Frozen.
Okay.
And Return of the Jedi. So I said Frozen, but don't hold me to that. Because people ask me questions and I know you're just trying to get to know me, but I have to like, what tells you about all of me?
This tells us more about you than we know now. The fact that you analytically processed all of this.
I really did. Like, you could ask me my favorite number and I would just rattle off a number. Like, something, art. You ask me what my favorite art is, anything, like favorite album, favorite book, whatever it is. And I will think about that for an hour and then get back to you with the most honest answer I can give you.
Guys, Shay Madison, Director of Administration, very focused, very good at her work. also very thoughtful. You want to be very thoughtful.
I try to be. Yeah.
And I love that. That is so funny. And so we'll take Frozen and we'll take... you said the Return of the Jedi?
I think the Star Wars Rebellion is Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we are all rebels rising up.
There is a beautiful story. Yeah, there's a beautiful story there about what once was true, what once really worked, what once was in the creation of this world was probably meant to be unity... Building people up, you're created with a purpose. Let's do this together. Everyone has different skill sets. Blah 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 blah. We ran away from that for lots of years. The rebellion's bringing that back into the corporate world.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Ah, I knew that I had a good answer.
You do. Well, we're just a bunch of storytellers having this conversation. This is so much fun because we're getting an inside look. And many people, honestly, who probably interact with you in the rebellion, don't get this. They don't get all of Shay, which is why I'm so grateful that we're doing this. Because in your position, it is, you know, maybe it's a lot of data entry, maybe it's just a lot of like back end behind the scenes stuff, but you are so much more than that. That is proven here today, and it is proven in the work that you do. And so this is such a full, exciting project because now people get to know the sales rebellion through the lens of Shay.
Yeah.
And here's the beauty. And and this isn't the end of the story, folks. Of course, with Shay and with the rebellion, and there's so much more to grow. And we've hinted at a lot of that in the coming future. We'll close with this, Shay. Just a final word of encouragement for anyone listening on any front, for the rebellion, for your life, for acting, for maybe reiterating something we covered today from your story. Word of encouragement for the peoples.
I would just say, you know, if any of my ramblings resonated with you, check us out on our Slack channel. It is a free group that you can join. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to ask you for money over a podcast right now. you can find it on our website, thesalesrebellion.com. It's just a community of people all looking for people that are like-minded, all looking for a little bit of encouragement and support. And, you know, if you are also a multi-hyphenate, if you are also a salesperson that feels lost, if mm-hmm. you are an artist that feels lost, mm-hmm. keep looking.
Yeah.
Just keep looking.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Shay Madison, Director of Administration at the Sales Rebellion. Many more Sales Rebellion conversations to come, but you kicked it off with a bang. Can people follow you and connect with you anywhere?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on LinkedIn, Shay Madison. You can find me on Instagram at Shay_Maddie.
Nice. Do we get singing on Instagram?
Yes, you do. I'm actually doing a concert on Monday, so you'll get some fresh singing
Let's go.
A week or so.
So cool. I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and being part of the rebellion.
Thanks, Luke.